This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for a slew of development projects worth 5,536 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. The projects cover key sectors including urban development, infrastructure, water resource management, healthcare and revenue services. The Prime Minister will also participate in a special event to commemorate 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar. More details on this from our correspondent.
A series of urban developmental projects across cities like Jamnagar, Surat, Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar and Junagadh will be launched today. A major highlight will be the groundbreaking of Phase 3 of Sabarmati Riverfront project in Ahmedabad, worth over 1,000 crore rupees. The PM will also inaugurate over 22,000 homes built under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, costing rupees 1,000 crore. In the health sector, the PM will inaugurate the UN Mehta Cardiology Institute in Gandhinagar and Lady Foundation Stone for 588 crore IPD facility in Ahmedabad. He will also distribute developmental cheques of rupees 2,731 crore to 17 municipal corporations and 569 crore to 149 municipalities, marking 20 years of the launch of the Urban Developmental Year in 2005. As the former CM of Gujarat, the PM will now launch the Urban Developmental Year 2025 along with Gujarat's Clean Air Program in Gandhinagar. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Gandhinagar.
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities, including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the biennial elections for the 8th Rajya Sabha seats, including 6 seats from Tamil Nadu and 2 seats from Assam. According to the Commission, the notification will be issued on the 2nd of next month and polling will be held on 19th of June. Counting of votes will take place on the same day. The biennial elections are to be held as the terms of 8 members of the Rajya Sabha are set to expire between June and July this year. 6 Rajya Sabha MPs from Tamil Nadu, Dr. Ambumani Ramadas, M. Shamugam, N. Chandrasekaran, M. Mohammed Abdullah, P. Wilson and Vaiko would retire on 24th of July this year. 2 seats from Assam will fall vacant with the retirement of Mission Ranjan Das and Birendra Prasad Baishya on 14th of next month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government is committed to strengthen the defence industrial base and enhance the competitiveness of Defence Public Sector Undertakings, DPSU. Mr. Singh reviewed the performance of 8 DPSUs in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the minister lauded the role of the entire defence industry, including DPSUs, in developing platforms and technologies that demonstrated the preparedness of the Indian Armed Forces during the Operation Sindoor. In view of the prevailing geopolitical scenario and the recent developments, Mr. Singh directed the DPSUs to enhance their production on latest technologies with more focus on research and development. Indian para-athlete Mahinder Gurjar scripted history by setting a new world record in the men's javelin F42 category at the Nottville World Para-Athletics Grand Prix in Switzerland yesterday. Gurjar produced a brilliant throw of 61.17 meter to claim the gold medal in the men's javelin F42 category at the event and set a new record en route to his triumph. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings scored a top 2 finish and a spot in qualifier 1 after defeating Mumbai Indians in a crucial match in Jaipur last night. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal and south interior Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.